with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Isaiah Brockington had 23 points and 10 rebounds as 19th-ranked Iowa State men defeated Arkansas Pine Bluff 83-64. The Cyclone basketball team improves to 7-0 on the season.
He's a warrior, ultra-competitive, rebounds at an unbelievable level. And what I love about him is getting those interior catches against zone and his cutting behind the defense, his offensive rebounding energy. He just finds ways to get the ball in those tough areas and attack the rim, and he was really effective in doing that tonight.
And that's Coach T.J. Altenberger talking about ISU's Isaiah Brockington. Altenberger felt the Cyclones struggled in a number of areas, though.
We had reasonable toughness with the basketball to turn it over. You know, to have a 2-1 assist to turnover ratio, I don't think you can be upset about that. But we just have higher standards for our team for how we need to play, and thought we fell short of those standards in a lot of areas.
The Cyclones return to action Saturday at Creighton.
We're fortunate with the outcomes we've had up to this point. It's a long season. It's a long, long season, and we're 20% or so into that long season, and so we need to keep getting better. You get better on the practice floor, and we need to have very direct, intense practices to fight for the habits we need to have to be successful.
And again, Iowa State going to 7-0 with the win last night over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Also last night, some other of the Big Four in action included the UNI men. Bradley hit a final layup at the buzzer to edge the UNI men's basketball team in the opening conference game of the season, 71-69. UNI falls to 2-4 overall, 0-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Bradley 3-5 overall. A.J. Green opened with a three-pointer on the first possession, and UNI led for more than 10 minutes in the first half, but Bradley tallied 13 unanswered points. The Braves ended the first half with their biggest lead, 39-28. UNI ended up tying it up at 50. However, Bradley responded with back-to-back three-pointers, and that was enough to go ahead of the Panthers on be in position to win then at the final buzzer with that layup. And A.J. Green led the Panthers in scoring with 30 points. Good to see him back on track. Not enough, though. And Noah Carter added 20 points in the loss. The Panthers had a season high of 6 steals, with 2 coming from Nate Heisey and Trey Burhau, and Tyron Pickford and Antoine Kimmins each chipped in with 1. UNI was out-rebounded by Bradley 38-29. Northern Iowa guys will be hosting Richmond for a blackout game at the McLeod Center this weekend. Fans are encouraged to wear black to the game set for 1 p.m. on Sunday. Taking a look at other college basketball from yesterday, the Wartburg guys improved to 6-1 on the season. They won 73-57 over Luther, and Ellsworth was topped by Iowa Western 70-56. The Ellsworth women fall to Iowa Western as well, 93-34. Panthers just outgunned last night at home, and Nyack fell in a close one to Southeastern in Mason City, 64-61. The Lady Trojans fall by 3 points. Fifth-rated Wartburg gets by their rival Luther, 91-83. The Wartburg Lady Knights are 5-0 on the season. And the UNI gals, wow, 102 points for the Lady Panthers from Northern Iowa, defeating St. Thomas 102-62 last night in college basketball. Let's take a look at some other things that are going to be going on. Speaking of UNI, some news out of Northern Iowa, where football quarterback Theo Day was among 5 quarterbacks named to the conference all-newcomer team. Day is a transfer from Michigan State. He played in 11 of the 12 games and made his first start in the Panthers' home opener against St. Thomas 3 games into the season. Day had 155 of 276 attempts for a passing percentage of 56%. He threw for 2,316 yards and 16 touchdowns. His longest pass was to Isaiah Weston for 68 yards, and he averaged 210 yards a game. His favorite target was Weston, who was ranked first among FCS players on yards per reception. Day is a sophomore from Canton, Michigan, majoring in public policy, and again named to the all-newcomer team, Theo Day, for the Northern Iowa Panthers. Taking a look at other things that are coming up here with Radio On The Go today. Of course, we've been talking about this, the start of the high school wrestling season. Clarion Goldfield Dowes, known for wrestling, but again, the Cowboys, of course, are always a challenger for the North Central Conference, winning 9 of the 10 previous regular season titles. And now several rated wrestlers, including those from Clarion Goldfield Dowes and other teams, collide tonight in Clarion as they host Hampton Dumont Cal and Iowa Falls Alden to begin the high school wrestling season. Now for IFA, they're looking to Brody Hoverstein and Gabe Hadwiger to lead the way for the cadets this winter. Here's Coach Scott Patton.
Cody Hoverson is a guy that was a state qualifier as a sophomore. You know, unfortunately, last year suffered a shoulder injury at the sectional tournament and was unable to compete at districts. But had surgery in the off season and has really come back strong. He put a lot of time in into his rehab, did things the right way, and is really wrestling well right now in the room. And then you mentioned Gabe Hadwiger also. Really started to come on last year towards the end, started to get some confidence in himself. Bumped up a weight class this year, and you know Gabe's looking for big things this year.
HD Cal has a full lineup, and after an 18-5 dual season a year ago, looking for even bigger things this year. The Bulldogs are rated number 12 as a team by IAWrestle.com, while CGD is rated 24th. Hampton Dumont Cal head coach Patrick Hansen on the duels tonight.
Clarion's won, I think, like 9 out of the last 10 conference championships. You know, that's impressive of them to do that. They have great coaches. They always have good wrestlers. That's what we've been telling the kids all year is you got to beat Clarion right away if you want to try to win this thing. You know, the kids are looking forward to it. They're ready to compete. They've been working really hard in the room. Also, Iowa Falls will be there. You know, they always have, you know, some good kids. They won conference tournament, I think, 2 years ago. And Scott, you know, he does a great job down there. And it should be a good night for us to start out before we head down to Coralville.
And tune in to wrestling action tonight on 104.9 FM, live from Clarion, as Clarion Goldfield Dawes hosts Hampton Dumont Cal and Iowa Falls Alden. The warm-up show at 5:45 and the mat action around 6 o'clock from the Cowboys Gymnasium. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight in high school wrestling. A lot of teams starting off their season. That includes Applington, Parkersburg, Grundy Center, the APGC sharing program, and North Tama, both at Union tonight in LaPorte City for a double duel in the North Iowa Cedar League. Old Wine, East Marshall, and West Marshall at Ackley for a quad. Sumner Fredericksburg wrestling at Dighton Hartford tonight. Waterloo, Columbus, and Hudson are in Eldora against South Hardin, BCLUW. Belmont, Clemmy, Central Springs, and Eagle Grove in a quadrangular up at Forest City. North Butler, Clarksville's team is at a quad up in Northwood with Osage Union, North Union, and Northwood Kensett. And RRMR and West Fork wrestling with St. Ansgar up at Britt against West Hancock tonight. And some high school basketball going on. South Hamilton is at Iowa Falls Alden this evening, and AGWSR boys and girls are at Olwine on this Thursday. And again, as we mentioned earlier, we will be joining In Progress, a big battle with Iowa State women and LSU following wrestling. We're going to join it in the second half and have that in the postgame. 13th-ranked Iowa State women are on the road to play Louisiana State in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Former Baylor coach Kim Mulkey is in her first season as the coach at LSU.
They look the same. They're big. They're physical. Going to pound you around the basket, play with a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. The kind of emotion that Kim's always shown. So after this one, I'm not looking forward to seeing her for a while.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclone ladies entered the game with a record of 7-0.
You go on the road and you play an SEC team, it's a tremendous challenge. It's by far the biggest challenge our team's had up to this time. But that's what non-conference things are about. That's what these challenge games are supposed to be about. So, you know, they're 5-1. They're playing really, really well. So, yeah, it would be a great accomplishment.
And Fennelly says Iowa State's lack of depth is a concern in this game, though.
Whenever you play a Kim Mulkey team, historically, especially on the road, foul trouble is an issue. I mean, they're just going to keep throwing big body after big body, and then their guards are athletic and really want to get you going downhill.
And again, we will be joining the Iowa State LSU Women's Basketball Contest In Progress following our wrestling coverage from Clarion this evening. So stay tuned here to 104.9 FM for that this evening. A lot of sports coming up here on Radio On The Go. Check out radioonthego.com for more, or you can download the mobile app as well and access more news and sports and information. You have a terrific Thursday. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting KLMJ Sports.